Municipal Code Enforcement Board meeting dated December 12, 2013. And we'd like to start with an invocation. Don, if you could help us out with that.
Dear Heavenly Father, bless this board to make the right decisions that we carry out, and bless all our soldiers and in harm's way. And Father, everybody, and have a nice Christmas. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Mary Ann Colley.
Here.
Mr. Jason Croyder.
Here.
Mr. Don Sparkman.
Here.
Ms. Danielle Ruth Laird is excused. Ms. Latricia Wilson is excused. And Mr. Bill Bockowitz.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Fantastic. Everybody have an opportunity to review the minutes from the last meeting in November? Okay, Kyle, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Motion from Kyle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Jason, all in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous. And if we can swear in our officers, please.
You swear affirm the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. For the record, I point out that Lorraine Kennedy, Charles Rich, Matt Lifefree, Jason Kilcrease, and Lindsay Newton accepted the deal.
Okay, and as a matter of housekeeping, if you have a cell phone on your person, if you can silence it or turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And with that, if we have people present, let's hear those cases first, please.
If please the board, good evening. Charles Rich with the City of Ocala, the duly appointed chief code official for the city. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been in charge of the division for more than 5 years. I have 30 years of law enforcement experience. I've been presenting cases this evening. In accordance with your guidance, we would start on case CON 13-1724. The City of Ocala versus Sharon Worley, a location at 1708 Northwest 28th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Everybody in at CON 13-1724?
No, it's on.
It would be a violation of Section 82-151, Standard Housing Code, as adopted by the City's Code of Ordinances, and Section 305-3.2. The parcel ID is 21771-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 10-10-2013 for the notice of violation and 11-22-2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 11-19-2013 for the notice of hearing. And the summary of findings are that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint. And upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition and violations other than the roof permit and repair. All the violations other than the roof permit and repair to have the roof repaired have been remedied. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation that is remaining have not been successful and the violation remains. If you go to your photographs indicated on the end of the presentation, you'll observe that there's a blue tarp over the property. It's a rental property, therefore the rules are a little bit different, but the Standard Housing Code applies to all rentals. Officer Thomas had a few violations which they have taken care of, except for the roof. Staff has a recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code 82-151. And order them to obtain a permit from the building department to remedy the standard housing code violation as notified by the building code inspector within 30 days, and to pay the cost of prosecution of the case within 30 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, which results in a lien against the property. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. We do have someone present this evening that would like to speak in reference to this case, and at that time, we'll allow them to come up if you don't have any questions of staff.
Does the board have any questions for the city? Okay, if there's somebody present, respondent present. Can you please be sworn in, sir?
Aye.
Yes.
Do you swear from the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
I'm George Grimsley, 2629 Northwest 21st Street, Ocala, Florida, 34475.
Okay. If we could just obtain standing for the case.
Yeah, what's your relation to the respondent, Sharon H. Worthy?
I took care of the father, her father and mother until they passed. And she was in Virginia, and she asked me to watch over the property, be the agent of the property.
Okay.
And I had a friend by the name of Carl Washington. I let him move in and sign the contract. And the house was in good condition except the roof.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll put this with the record. Thank you.
Okay.
And what's that letter reference to?
This letter is in reference to this case, and it's allowing him to Mr. George Grimsley to speak on her behalf and answer questions of the board.
Okay.
And it is signed and notarized.
All right.
We'll include it in the record.
All right. Please proceed, sir. Go ahead.
And everything is fixed except the roof. And it just was a patch place because what happened, it was on the tree and the limb fell on it. It wasn't up because wasn't anyone living there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the rotten wood, the rain back to rotten wood, but it wasn't leaking inside. And he was a friend of mine, supposed to have been a friend of mine. And he didn't have nowhere to stay, so I let him, you know, come in about 2 weeks before I even signed a contract, had a contract, and it was all right, Ms. Worthy. So what happened, after he got in, he wouldn't pay the rent, had a bounce check, and I just backed up off it, and I left it in the hands of Ms. Worthy. So she worked with him about 9 months, and she evicted him. And then I think he called the coast to come and check the house. It wasn't little, but he found a few things was wrong, and I repaired everything except the roof. And Mr. Thomas told me that if I get a contract and get a permit and have the roof repaired by the before the 12th, everything will be good. You just come back and check it. But by me, went back to work at the housing authority, a state inspector, and I didn't have time to get the contractors. And this is what happened, just didn't have time. So I did try to get some at the last minute, but they promised me, but I never did do it. So
okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so if you can get, would 30 days be enough time to get
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To get this taken care of?
We can take care of it in 30 days.
Okay, I think that's what the city's asking for, is just that you get your permit within the next 30 days.
Yes, sir.
Is there, is there a time on here? How much time are you giving them to get it repaired, Chip? Because I'm looking at the staff recommendation, and I'm seeing to obtain the permit within 30 days.
The permit will be good for 6 months if they call for an inspection.
So as long as the repair is made within 180 days? So a friendly amendment to the staff recommendation?
Well, we'd like to have it done within 30 days, even though it says 60 there. We'd like to have it done within 30 days. He's indicated that he could get it done within 30 days.
Yes. Does it say 60?
It says 60
it's
and then in parentheses.
60, but 30 in parentheses. So we'd like to have it done in 30 days.
Well, okay, pull the permit within 30 days, right?
We'd like to have the work completed within 30 days. It's just a repair, as he says.
Do you have any idea what the cost is going to be and whether you can afford the cost within the next 30 days?
The cost?
Of the repair.
It should be less than $2,000.
Okay.
Because it's a half a house. Well, okay. The other house is good. The other part is good. It's just that.
Okay. So can you get the permit and affect the repair within 30 days?
Yes, sir.
You can?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, so it sounds like you're in agreement with what the city's recommended.
Yes.
And we can proceed with that.
Okay.
Have you talked to the building department, sir, about just doing half of it instead of the whole roof?
No, sir. The contractor will take care of that. But the whole roof, it just that side is just worn out. because of the trees, but the other side is pretty good.
Is there any potential where they could get out there and tell them that they have to redo the whole roof instead of just the patch?
Well, I don't know. They had indicated to us it would be a repair, and I think they would allow a repair that way.
Okay.
But I think his step is to get the contractor in there to take a look at it, and
yes.
He can repetition if he needs more time at
right.
his at his compliance hearing. He could come in and say, well, no, now we did have a contractor come in. You know, he has options available.
Right. Okay. So basically what happens is once you get the permit and the repairs are done, then you have to call the code enforcement office back and for reinspection. And then we kind of go from there. Okay. Are there any more questions for the respondent?
Not.
No? Okay. Do we have a motion?
That's a motion that we accept staff recommendations.
Motion by Dawn, second.
I'll second.
By Kyle, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passed unanimous. And for the record, and just for your understanding, did you read the staff recommendation earlier, or do we need to go ahead?
I said 30 days.
Yeah.
But when I read it, it was written at 60 in parentheses at 30. So.
Right.
We'll.
But we all said 30 days.
Yes, so. Everyone agreed to 30, so I think we'll be okay.
Okay. So do you understand what needs to be done? Okay. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
Having said that, we'll move to page 2 of the agenda this evening. And continue with COM 13-1486, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy in the city of Ocala versus Fannie Mae, a location at 1921 Northeast 49th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 34-141-145, property registration and maintenance required for properties in default. We'll point out initially we had several violations here. They've brought all the violations into compliance except for the registration requirement. The parcel ID is 2735-002-005. Legal service and posting has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We have photographs of the property in its current condition. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to the location due to citizens' complaint upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it was overgrown and had standing water collections. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure. Officer Kennedy added the lender to the case. Work by Officer Kennedy enabled the pool in the overgrown condition to be come into compliance. However, the lender has not completed the registration requirements. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the response remedy the violation of the registration requirement have not been successful, and the violation remains upon the property. The staff recommendations at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. Staff is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Is the respondent present?
There is no respondent present.
Okay.
For the record.
Any questions for the city?
Nope.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept staff recommendations.
Motion by Kyle. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda this evening, COM 13-1595. The city of Ocala versus and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus William and Henry Denhart. A location of the 800 block of Northeast 10th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 2614-014-006. Legal service and posting has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. The summary of findings are that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to the citizen's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed that the respondents have not taken corrective action to remedy the violation. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has pictures of the current condition of the property and observed that it's overgrown and it's adjacent to a couple of structures there. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions to staff or that you may have of staff. And staff recommendations at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. I would point out for the board that there is no representation for this case here this evening.
Do we have any questions for the city?
No.
Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Dawn. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll take us to page 3 of the agenda this evening. CON 13-16-16, the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Chris Hutchinson and Nation Star Mortgage LLC. A location of 4627 Northeast 13th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3432, water collections. The parcel ID is 2720-001-057. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We've also included as part of your additional correspondence a current property registration and less pendants in the SunBiz report. The summary of findings are that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to a citizen complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure and Officer Kennedy added the lender to the case. Further investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action upon the property to remedy the violation. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has included photographs of the condition of the property. As it currently stands, staff is prepared to answer any questions that the board may have. We have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. I point out for the board that we do not have representation here on this case this evening. And Officer Kane is prepared to answer any additional questions you may have.
The board have any additional questions for the city?
No.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Kyle. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the middle of page 3 of the agenda this evening. CON 13-1807, the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus the estate of Martha Wiggins and U.S. Bank National Association. The location is 2229 Northeast 16th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, and we've cited them for violation of section 34141 through 145. The parcel ID is, which is property registration maintenance requirements for properties in default. The parcel ID is 24455-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation this evening. As part of the additional correspondence, we've included a copy of assignment of mortgage and a copy of the less pendants on file with the clerk's office. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure and Officer Kennedy added the lender to the case. Work by Officer Kennedy enabled the overgrown violation to come into compliance. However, the lender has not complied with the registration requirements. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the response remedy all the violations have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has included photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have. We do not have a respondent here to answer this case this evening, and our staff recommendation is at the bottom of page 2 of the presentation.
Board have any other questions for the city?
No.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept staff.
We have a motion
I'll
by
second.
Kyle. Second by Don. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 3, CON 13-1852, the City of Ocala versus an Officer Lorraine Kennedy. It's the Lorraine Show this evening. Officer Kennedy versus Vero Atlantic 1 LLC, a violation of section 3495. The location is 1545 Northeast 9th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The parcel ID is 2651-004-001. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And the summary of findings that Officer Kennedy responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violation and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful. As part of your presentation, we've included photographs of the current condition of the property as it stands. We are adjacent to an additional structure on each side. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have, and I would point out for the record that there is no respondent here to answer to this case this evening. Staff's prepared to answer any additional questions that you may have.
Does this board have any questions for the city?
No.
We have a motion.
I make a motion. We accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion from Don. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That would bring us to the top of page 4 of the agenda this evening. CON 13-1898. The City of Ocala, Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Eulalia Estrada. A location at 818 Northeast 13th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3432, 82181, and 82182. The parcel ID is 26080-005-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation reveals the structure is dangerous due to its unsecure condition and the possibility of transit and neighborhood children activity at the property. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has prepared a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We've got photographs of the current condition of the property as it stands out there. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have. I know that it might look as though the barrier is broken down adjacent to the pool, but I believe the barrier is intact around the back of the house, or is it also broken?
No, there's no barrier.
So it's on one side, but not the others. Okay.
There should be a
right. So we have a barrier problem here, too. We didn't sign for that. We'll take care of that. Staff has included photographs of the current condition. Officer Kenny is prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
Yeah, it looks like they tried.
Yeah. They got the front part there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Does the board have any questions for the city?
No.
All right. I'll make a recommendation to
We have a motion from Kyle to accept the staff recommendation. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the middle of page 4, CON 13-1328. Navidia Demeska. A case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, a location of 500 block of Southwest 14th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. I need to catch up here. There you go.
Where is Dwayne?
Six.
Yeah, right.
This is a violation of section 3495, and the parcel ID is 2851-085-005. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And the summary of findings is that Officer Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action to remedy the violation, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Staff has included a copy of this, the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. I would point out for the record that there is no respondent here this evening to answer to this this case and violation. Staff is prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
Jim, haven't we looked at this one before?
It's not a repeat. I'd have to look. I can tell you.
I thought this one we had a right-of-way violation recently.
Mm-hmm.
It looks familiar.
Well, give me one.
Looks
moment.
Real familiar.
Excuse me.
This is the one I thought I had the right-of-way issue.
Parcel ID is 2851-085-005. My internet has failed me here.
Yeah, I don't think it's it.
Well,
I don't think
that's it. Last time this case was brought to the board was 2010. Last time we had a case on this was 2010, not brought before the board.
Okay. All right. The board have any other questions for the city?
No.
We have a motion.
I make a motion. We accept staff recommendations.
We have a motion from Don. Do we have a second?
Second
by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4 of the agenda this evening. C-13, 1635. This case will be presented as a repeat violator case. So we've included the spreadsheet on page 3 or 4. Let me just check here.
From
yeah. Shows that we have on page 4. Shows you that we've had 39 previous cases with the respondent, and resulting in fines of almost $64,000. It's the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Larry Williams, 600 block of Northwest 4th Street, Ocala, Marin County, Florida, a violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 2865-071-008. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. Additionally, we have provided a copy of the previous findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in an additional case where the city bought the property previously into compliance. As part of your presentation, we've included photographs at the end of the presentation of the current condition of the property and a summary of findings that Officer Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2013, the respondent was brought before the code enforcement special magistrate and found guilty for violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. We've included photographs. We're prepared to answer any questions that you may have. I would point out for the record that the respondent is not present for this proceeding this evening.
Does the board have any other questions for the city?
It's totaled $63,000.
A little over $63,000 so far.
And it cleared it up at one time, and then
we cleared it up.
Different lots.
Oh, there's different lots.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different properties. Okay.
Yeah, he's got different properties all over the city.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No.
No.
Do we have a motion? A motion from Kyle.
I'll second.
We have a second from Don. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
That'll bring us to page 5 of the agenda this evening. And we've already handled the case at the top, so we'll put us on the middle of the page to old business, and we would respectfully request the board make a motion to accept the items listed on the agenda as a consent agenda for noncompliance and have the staff proceed with previous board orders. If you'd like, I can read the case numbers into the record.
Yes, please.
I would point out that we do not have any representation here on these cases this evening, and the case numbers are C-13-1275, C-13-1323, C-13-1399, C-13-1426, C-13-1460, C-13-1505, C-13-1532, C-13-1533, C-13-1636, C-13-1667, C-13-1670, and C-13-1742. Staff's prepared to answer any additional questions. I would point out for the board that we have an affidavit of non-compliance in each of those cases.
Any other questions for the city from the board?
No.
Do we have a motion to accept?
Make a motion. Go ahead.
Motion to accept consent agenda.
Okay, we got a motion made by Jason. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
By Don. Second by Don. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That brings us to the discussion section. If anyone has any discussion, if not,
anybody have anything to address?
If not, the city would respectfully request a motion to accept all evidence, testimony, and presentations into the record.
We have a motion to accept.
I make a motion to accept.
Motion to accept by Kyle. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Don. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Passed unanimous.
That rests the city's presentation this evening. We would respectfully Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We won't see you until after the New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
All right. We'll call the meeting adjourned.
And I would just introduce, if you got a moment, to introduce Lindsay Newton. She's a new code enforcement officer.
Okay, go ahead.
She's in training and she's already out there doing her thing, so she'll be presenting cases soon.
Okay.
I think y'all met Jason Kreuter last time.
Yeah, last month.
I'm sorry, Jason. I did the same thing as last time. Sorry about that. You got two JKs.
Well, Lindsay, welcome, and Jason, nice to see you again. Appreciate y'all joining us.
Kill Creek.
And Terry's going on the road?
I'm sorry? Yes, Terry is going on the road. We'll be advertising her current position, and she's going to be the Code Enforcement Division's projects officer. She'll
for signs?
Project
for
officer?
Signs.
Yeah,
for
she'll
signs.
Be doing...
Here's your sign.
Fire alarms, fees, property registrations. She's going to... LP gas, refills, all the tax
businesses
stuff.
Are my main book.
All the business all the business operations of the city that we need continuity on. So.
Continuity. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so she can keep going after the same people.
Good.
Again, that's all I have.
Does she get a pickup truck or a little car?
She gets a pickup truck. She's all right.
It's the only place I can fit sandwich signs in the back of the pickup.
Alrighty then. Okay, well, thank everyone tonight, and meeting adjourned.